It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
NHL hockey reportedly one step closer to coming to Utah with just one more major vote left before the state officially has a team.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, the NHL Executive Committee has approved the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City, according to sources that told Sportico. Now, the deal now needs the approval of the NHL's Board of Governors, which includes all current 32 team owners. They are one of the final steps for any major expansion or relocation proposal in the league. If they sign off, Arizona Sports reports a press conference to officially announce the sale of the Coyotes is on target for either this Thursday or Friday. An Associated Press source says Jazz owner Ryan Smith is dishing out $1 billion to buy the Coyotes and move the team to Salt Lake City. Arizona could still get an expansion team if they are able to build a new arena within the next few years or so. Now, when Utah gets a hockey team, what should it be named? KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff went to the Utah Olympic Oval, where fans are weighing in.
Admittedly, the fans I've been speaking with are probably biased since they were all on their way into the Oval to play some hockey, but every one of them say they're excited the pros could be coming to Utah.
Hockey is amazing. It's best sport around. My son's been playing it for years. I play. My husband plays and coaches, and it's such a great sport that gets everyone involved. It's a wonderful community, and we need something like that here.
Denise says she's hoping the tickets won't cost too much, and for the record, she wants the team to be named the Blizzard with a double Z. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
But of course, Utah already has an ECHL hockey team, the Utah Grizzlies. So what happens to them if we get an NHL team here in town? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has some answers.
As for right now, the Grizzlies will be staying in Utah at the Maverick Center at least through the next season. The team will also remain a minor league affiliate for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche team, even if the Arizona Coyotes come to the state. But Grizzlies Vice President Jared Youngman says that arrangement might change in the future.
That will be a discussion that will be had later. I mean, right now we're under contract with the Colorado Avalanche. I would say right now that's one of the other unknowns that everybody's not sure what's going to happen.
The Grizzlies will begin their season in October. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
And of course, remember to stay locked in to KSL News Radio for the very latest developments on this story. There's a lot of moving parts, but we're monitoring it. We'll keep you updated day or night. Live at the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. Could take weeks to select jurors for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky is following the case in Manhattan.
The prosecutors are going to be allowed to call Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model, who has said that the National Enquirer paid her hush money in order to keep quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump that he denies. But the judge also said prosecutors are limited in what they can do with the Access Hollywood tape.
At the end of the first day, there were no jurors selected, but many people were dismissed.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a stop in Las Vegas trying to rally support for the Biden campaign.
What we are seeing in these states that we are talking about are Trump abortion bans, and he can't get away from that.
Her speech comes 1 week after Arizona's court abortion ruling.
The owners of a gun shop in Utah County are in police custody after the Department of Justice accused them of stealing $600,000 from customers around the country. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, we're talking $300,000 for body armor that never got delivered, plus $90,000 more for ammunition that never arrived. These are just a couple of the fraud schemes that the Department of Justice is accusing Utah-based company Urban Arms of committing between 2020 and last year. The couple behind this arms and ammo dealer claimed to serve the FBI and U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, which the Department of Justice says isn't true. This company could have had international reach. Two of the biggest charges of fraud against them added up to $500,000 worth of specialized military technology that was supposed to head to the front lines in Ukraine. Their first day in court happened over the weekend. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. The melting snowpack is starting to fill up our lakes and reservoirs.
The Bureau of Reclamation just yesterday put out a statement and forecast showing that the Lake Powell could go up 20 to 50 feet. Forecasts show that the low end would go up to an elevation elevation, the lake level will go up to an elevation of 3,575 feet.
That is such good news.
Yeah.
Temperatures today will be in the low 60s.
Speaking of that runoff, a quick check of the ski report this morning. Snowbird had 9 new inches, Alta 7, Bryanhead got 5. Brighton, Snow Basin, Solitude all came in with 4 inches this morning.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, travel on I-15 still running smooth both directions into Salt Lake. If you're going to get to the freeway, it might take you a little longer than once you're there to get to your destination, especially if you're on the 21st South Freeway, which has some backups in between 5600 West and Bangor Highway. Mountain View, Bangor are the busiest intersections on the west side. On the east side, 700 East and 33rd South, we've got some eastbound backups right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center.
A U.S. Central Command report says the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in 2021 that killed 13 U.S. troops was not preventable. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who grew up in Utah, was killed in that attack. And his dad, Darren, spoke to KSL-TV about getting a debrief on that report.
It's almost like getting the Band-Aid ripped off again. And it's just, there's a lot of high emotions.
Darren Hoover believes the attack on his son and the other service members could have been stopped if the planning into the troop withdrawal had been better.
A never-before-publicly-seen video was shown in court yesterday during the Chad Daybell trial. The video showed Daybell talking to his daughter while in the back of a police car. It was captured after police say they found the body of J.J. Vallow in Daybell's backyard. The trial resumes later this morning.
The latest consumer spending numbers are out, and they are higher than predicted for March.
This is a blowout number. It definitely shows that consumers can walk and chew gum at the same time. Even though energy prices and gasoline prices are rising, we saw that in the inflation data, they're still out there buying goods. So we find that interesting, especially given the fact that in our own surveys, consumers are saying they're less keen to buy goods, but more keen on buying services, especially vacations.
The conference board's Dana Peterson reporting from CNBC.
Filling up at the gas pump has not been a fun experience over the past month or two.
Gas prices always go higher moving towards summer, but add in the uncertainty involving Iran, now a major oil producer, and the rises could be about to get even steeper. But for now, the Energy Department reports in the past week the price of regular unleaded went up 4 more cents to an average of $3.63 a gallon. That's still 4 cents cheaper than at this time last year. But in California, the average price of regular unleaded is now $5.27 a gallon. Alex Stone, EBC News.
A new program could give drivers a helping hand the next time they're pulled over. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, there's always a possibility you get pulled over for something like a broken taillight or a busted turn signal. Now, thanks to the Lights On initiative and the West Jordan PD, officers could now give you a voucher to take care of the problem if they pull you over. Now, 21 other states are part of the Lights On project. In Minnesota, Police Chief Todd Axtell says it's a way for people in the community to get to know the officers.
This provides an opportunity to have an interaction with the police officer that turns out so positive and just builds that relationship, the bank of trust that we always talk about.
Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
A Harriman teen is grilling her way to the top.
16-year-old McKenna York is making noise in the barbecue scene after competing in several national competitions. She was the grand champion this year in the 2024 Slab-O-Rama Kids Q in Arizona. She also won 2 state championships with the State Cook-Off Association. Now she's sponsored by Girls Can Grill, a grilling website for tips and recipes started by Christy Vanover. This year, Vanover sponsors 8 other girls from 4 states. McKenna tells KSL.com she hopes to make grilling her career. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
That is so
cool.
That
is really cool.
I wonder if McKenna would be interested in coming over to my barbecue and cooking for us.